news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Rant, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, just sitting on my ass playing WWE 2K15.
Damn.
Yeah, I caved in and got it.
Okay, how you like the game so far?
I don't know why career mode is so fucking difficult, but other than that, I think the game is fine. I just bought the Sting pack, so I'm playing with Sting.
Okay.
I refuse to buy Hogan, so like I'm looking to actually get the WCW pack, so...
Okay.
So I'm playing with Sting against Cena for the World Championship.
I know which way you're gonna go.
Mania 30.
Okay. Real quick, let me get the.
And I just busted Cena open.
You getting all your revenge for everybody. Let me go ahead and pitch that number real quick. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Again, 706-993-4606. Hit us up on Facebook at The Wrestling Call In Show. Follow us on Twitter at Wrestling Call In. Also, email us TWCIS999@gmail.com. Rage, what wrestling did you watch this week, if any? And how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was pretty good. I can't complain. As for wrestling, I watched absolutely none this week because I feel like none of us really should be watching wrestling.
Why?
I feel like none of us should be watching wrestling for the remainder of the year just because we know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We know that they're pretty much winding down the year and they're just feeding us bullshit until the start of New Year.
Right.
So I'm pretty much just taking a break from wrestling until 2015. So I've been keeping up on what's going on. Just rumors are just running rampant. I feel like I should talk about Brock Lesnar first, because now there's talks that after March he's going to be heading back to UFC, but now there's talks that Bellator wants Brock Lesnar.
I saw you posted that on Facebook.
Yeah, Bellator now wants Brock Lesnar. And, you know, Bellator also wants Alberto Del Rio. So, I guess let the bidding wars begin, but I feel like it's cheap that, you know, I mean, Del Rio and, it's crazy though. Like, MMA has been in the talk of the wrestling world now for the last couple of weeks. You know,
right.
Punk signing with UFC. You got Lesnar talking about, you know, you got Bellator and UFC going after Lesnar, Bellator going after Rio. It's just, it's cheap, but, you know, it's whatever, you know, whatever makes them money, I guess, is good for them.
Right. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about MMA right now? Are you to the point that they need Brock to come back? So WWE can sort of like be stabilized in the world.
I don't think they need
situation.
Brock. I mean, I don't think. Well, okay, for the UFC, I think the heavyweight division needs a pickup because you know a lot of people are paying attention to it. So I guess they can use Brock Lesnar in that aspect. I mean, as for UFC as a whole, they don't need him. They just want him. Like, MMA as a whole, I mean, Bellator can definitely use Brock Lesnar.
Right.
I mean, he's a name. And, you know, if Brock Lesnar comes to Bellator, that's instant credibility for them.
Right.
Because they're still pretty much an upstart organization. They've only been on television, I want to say, for about 5 or 6 years now. And they've had some names in there, but, you know, really has been names. They've had Rampage. They've had Tito Ortiz, Stephen Bonner, King Moloall, Bobby Lashley. And they've all been has-beens, pretty much. So they can use Brock. They can definitely use Del Rio. Del Rio has that MMA experience, so definitely he'll fit in well. So, you know, I just find it kind of cheap. But, you know, there's some companies that need them, some companies that don't. So.
Now, we've had some time to reflect on CM Punk going to MMA. And there's some guys coming out of the woodwork saying they want to fight him. I know one of the things that me and Hunter talked about was the Green Ranger.
What the hell is his name?
Jason David Frank? Coming,
Jason David Frank.
Yeah, coming to the fight CM Punk, saying CM Punk is coming from fake wrestling. What's your opinion on that?
I mean, here's, you know, if he wants to fight CM Punk that bad, if he wants to get in the UFC, then he better sign up for the next season of Ultimate Fighter. Because, you know, that's the only way he's going to get what he wants. But I see the frustration in a lot of people. I get it. Punk didn't necessarily go through the Ultimate Fighter to get into the UFC, and I totally get that.
Right.
But again, he is a name, and UFC is basically using the name. But I mean, as for people like Surfer that say UFC is fake, it's not. I mean, it's not fake. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say that he'll be like a super. He's not. I don't think he's gonna blow it.
Right.
He doesn't have a lot of MMA experience, but I think with training, I think he'll hold himself down very well. But I get the frustration. I get it.
Now, Hunter just informed me that I got this. I misread the quote, so I need to apologize. I need to be responsible here. Saying that CM Punk and Jason David Frank have been friends for a long time, and basically what it's come down to is putting a match pen to paper. So it may happen, it may not, we will see. Let me head over to line number two right now. Stevie Ray, what's up, my brother?
It's all good, baby. It's
how
all
you
right.
doing, man?
What y'all been up to?
Nothing, man. How was your Christmas?
Same old shit.
How's your Christmas?
Christmas was pretty damn good, other than my chair stopped working.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I read that.
Your chair stopped working.
Yeah, my mobility chair.
Yeah, I read that.
Oh,
yeah. That's awesome. I had to go eat without you. That kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's the hard part about this Christmas. That and my van stopped working too.
I'm just gonna plug something up. Just so you know, it's a tiny little plug. If you actually want to watch me play it, I'm broadcasting right now on Twitch. It's at Rage5150 Live. So whatever.
Say that again, Rage. Get that plug in.
Yeah, if you want to watch me play, or if you want to play me, I am at ObeyThePAradox66. That's my PlayStation gamer tag. If you want to watch me play, it's Rage5150 Live. I'm broadcasting right now. It's on Twitch.
Oh, shit.
That's all I got to say.
Oh, shit. Rage is multitasking. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
Multitasking.
Yeah, he's multitasking.
Yeah, I'm playing and I'm talking.
Oh my goodness, Rage. Good job, good job. good job, Rage. CV Ray.
What's up, baby?
What do you think about the return of Roman Reigns and the proposed return? I've seen two different reports. He came back, he didn't come back. The so-called return of Randy Orton.
I've been seeing that. I've been seeing videos on that.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly on Instagram.
Yeah.
He looks like he is back. He made an appearance on a house show.
Mm-hmm.
So
And Wade Barrett made his return in Chicago, and he said he had some bad news. Same gimmick.
Oh, yes. Keep that gimmick. Keep that gimmick. That's what brought him to the dance.
Aren't you tired of Wade Barrett by now, though?
I'm not. Okay, wait a minute. I was tired of Wade Barrett before. But this gimmick is really growing on me, and I think this is, if he doesn't succeed with this gimmick, he might as well just leave.
You telling me that Wade Barrett is back physically?
Yes.
That should be interesting.
I'm to the point where here's the thing that frustrates me about Wade Barrett. He has all the physical talent, all the tools in the world to be a good competitor. Maybe not great, but a good competitor. And he always gets hurt.
Well, you gotta blame WWE for that.
Really?
I'd say so.
I don't know about all that. At some point, if you are always getting hurt, isn't there a point in time we have to call you injury prone? Swats, how you doing, man, on line number three?
Hanging in there.
Okay. What you get for Christmas, Swats?
Just a sweatshirt to buy a little bit of money.
Lump of damn coal.
A little bit of money? Wait, hold on. A little bit of money?
Yeah, $50.
Yeah, he can roll down and see Miss Destiny.
He got cash.
He can roll down and see Miss Destiny.
Oh, God.
I didn't say that. That was him.
Oh, man.
I didn't say that.
Real quick, let me say what's up to the chat room very quickly. Tony sees it. See, I don't understand why you do this. Tony C is all. He always starts in the chat. Why, Tony C? Why?
I know why he starts in the chat, and he's waiting for the topics to get interesting.
Oh my goodness, Tony C, man, it's a holiday. It's a holiday edition, man. Come on, dude. We got Mr. Olsen in the chat. Rant Ian Rea. Phil Rea, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, what's up, Phil? Matt E. Legend, my main man, nobody's in the chat. Swack's in the chat. I'm here as well, so I just want to say what's up in the chat room. Steelers and Cowboys are like cats and dogs. Why are we talking about the Steelers?
Fuck the Steelers and fuck the Cowboys.
Cowboys are going to lose the first game.
Get him, Stevie Ray, get him.
Hey! I agree with him.
Fuck the Cowboys.
I agree with him.
Right, I just went to your Twitch thing, and I don't see no Rage 5150.
It's Rage 5150 live. Hashtag Rage 5150 live.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. He got you straight. Also want to say very, very quickly, congratulations to Mickie James once again. She announced on Twitter today that she is engaged to Matt.
Who gives a shit? Fuck Magnus. Who gives a damn?
Sherry. Already popped out John Cena's kid.
Keep popping out those kids.
Dang it.
Kevin Nash.
this made my week. I don't know about
y'all. Oh, God. Kevin Nash was arrested on a family incident where he reportedly chokeslammed his intoxicated son on Christmas Eve. He's been suspended by WWE and his legend deal has been pulled.
Damn.
Let's put it like this. If your son is old enough to be intoxicated, that was a mutual combat thing.
I see what you're saying.
God dang it.
Was your Hall of Fame?
Well, what I was hearing that Kevin Nash's son was intoxicated and it was beating up his mother.
Hold on a second. Let me bring him on real quick. Tony C, how you doing, man?
Don't how you doing me, goddammit. Let me tell y'all something. Now. See, I was about to chill out in the cut. This damn bandwagon New England Patriots fan. The Eagles still digging their off foot out their ass. So don't hate about what we doing, okay? We doing something special, okay?
Fuck that.
That's all I want to say tonight.
Oh, isn't something special going to happen? Something special is going to happen. He's going to throw that, you know, Tony Romo ain't failed me yet. He's going to throw that pick six, and he's going to just
That lets me know you're not even watching football.
Well, this is projected teams that the Cowboys are going to be facing in the playoffs.
Tony Romo won't fail me.
This is what's going to happen.
It's a totally different thing, my dude.
The Cowboys are going to play either the Detroit Lions, the Seattle Seahawks, or the Arizona Cardinals.
Will we be playing the Philadelphia Eagles?
That's so wrong.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
That's so wrong, Tony C. That's so wrong.
No, Swats came on the air after Thanksgiving. Oh, after they beat us, they gave us the business. But damn it, pay back your cold gray hair, bitch.
Tony C said, "But damn it."
See, we found out we didn't have the talent to win big games.
I know we showed you.
You just had Mark Sanchez.
Because we don't have the talent to win big games. It's all not because of our quarterbacks.
Yeah, it is because of your quarterback.
Not because of our head coach. It's because of our owner that does not want to sign talent.
No, that's not it. How can you say that?
Cowboys out of your
mind. Can you say that? You got Macklin. You know Macklin's going to re-up. You're not losing. You're not going to lose LeSean McCoy. You're not going to lose Chris Pope. You got Jordan Matthews on that team. You got Zach Ertz. Okay? Mark Sanchez sucks. This admitted,
yeah,
he sucks.
He sucks.
He's bad. Very bad.
I just know, well, if Brock Lesnar leaves, we're going to do a Brock Lesnar appreciation show.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
And the only thing that we're going to show is Brock Lesnar knocking the hell out of John Cena. That's the only thing we're going to show.
Suplex repeat.
That'll do it for me.
That's the only thing we're going to show.
I'll be down to watch that.
Suplexing him.
And Surfer ain't on here tonight, neither?
Nope. Surfer ain't here. He is not here.
I'm going to bash the hell out of John Cena.
But to get back...
C.I. Barrett, Seth Rollins, right?
Yeah.
Beat him.
Yeah,
that was messed up, man. He's your future, man. Seth Rollins is gonna beat him when Cena is gone. That's just wrong, in my opinion. It's wrong.
Buried him. Smooth.
Straight smooth cut. Buried him. Real quick, let me see, can I find it back in the chat? Somebody said something very interesting about Kevin Nash's son. Oh, if you old enough to drink, you old enough to get choke slam.
Like I said.
Third to get his ass whooped messing with that's the end of that.
Oh my goodness.
You don't mess with Big Sexy, man. Big Sexy put Goldberg down.
He did.
Malexi done threw away his Hall of Fame induction. Damn shit.
That's okay, he a Hall of Famer in my book.
Nah, he ain't throw it away, man. He ain't throw it away.
Scott Hall can get in after all the shit he pulled.
Thank you.
Big Sexy. Damn show sure.
Thank you.
Scott Hall was a resident. He had his own wing at a rehab clinic. Top of the
right there, ready to go.
Put a desperately drunk.
Right there, ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Juliota, Florida, goddammit. See, Will, I'm trying to lay low, man. It's the holiday season, you know.
Let me tell you.
The 100th episode of the Turnbuckle Throwback.
Let me tell you.
Y'all had to bring up the damn Cowboys.
Let me tell you. I wasn't going to do a show tonight. Still asked a question on Facebook. Will we going to do a show? And I got off from work early. I'm not doing anything.
Oh, I feel like none of us should be doing a show. Let's be honest.
If y'all were down with it, I was down with it. So there we go. That's why we're here. And when I saw you in the chat.
I think you should for sure.
Say what?
I think glad none of us should have did a show. I think we should have took a vacation. I think we should have took a break.
You should have took that last week. It's about to be a new year. This is the last call-in show of the new
2014, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get that in.
Gotta go out in style, man.
Yep. What y'all think about Hogan's?
John Cena.
What y'all think about?
What y'all think about Hogan's return to Raw?
What y'all think?
Hulk Hogan doing what?
I didn't say anything bad. I ain't say nothing bad. I just asked what y'all think about Hogan returns to Raw.
Fuck Hogan. What did Hogan do for that show? Hogan didn't make me watch Raw.
Hogan did not make me watch Raw.
WWE ratings now, like he gave TNA ratings back then. Nothing.
Yep.
And what are the ratings? What are the ratings when that Russian broad come out there and spew her rhetoric?
Do it if it gets started. Well, you know what he's going to say, Tony C.
Click.
You know what he's going to say, Tony C. Lana is the greatest thing in WWE going right now.
Yep, Lana.
Whatever.
Lana ain't shit.
I heard that.
Flex, what you going to do when C Nation can get and run wild on Lana and the Rusev? Because it's coming, buddy.
Let me ask y'all a question. Who do y'all think is going to end up ending Rusev Street?
Cena.
This is what's going to happen.
I see the whole year's worth of storyline for Rusev.
A year?
Now, this is what's going to happen. He's going to face Ryback. He's going to defeat Ryback. Then he's going to go to WrestleMania, and he's going to face The Rock, and he's going to get past The Rock. Then... Roman Reigns is going to...
I hope that happens.
So you need to tell us, Swag.
He's going to win... Roman Reigns is going to win the Royal Rumble, and then he's going to face Brock Lesnar, and he's going to defeat Brock Lesnar for the title.
First of all, they've nicked that Roman Reigns.
Seth's going to go over the Rock. And then Roman Reigns is going to be the WWE title, the champion. And Seth Rollins thinks he's going to cash in on Roman Reigns. He's going to lose in. He's going to lose out on the cash in. Rusev's going to then make his way to go against the winner of that match, which is going to be Roman Reigns, and he's going to beat Roman Reigns for the WWE Championship.
And then Rusev's
going to be all big and bad, but at WrestleMania, here comes Daniel Bryan returning. He's going to be hot shit. He's going to be hot shit running through the whole
to the Royal Rumble next year.
Rusev versus Daniel Bryan for the WWE title at the Royal Rumble, and Daniel Bryan be's the one that breaks his undefeated streak.
Swax, you are just too full of that holiday cheer, my friend.
Can I raise my hand?
Yes.
On
go on, Tony C. Go.
How can Daniel Bryan beat somebody and he can't even move his damn arm?
Well, he's going to be back at WrestleMania. You watch.
Bruh, do you understand that Arn Anderson had the same injury?
Swax, do you understand that Daniel Bryan might not even be back at all for 2015 or even 2016?
Yeah.
I believe 2015. Now 2016 I think you'll see him, but 2015 I don't think you'll see Daniel Bryan.
Y'all don't realize that Arn had, this is the injury that ended Arn's career.
Oh my god.
Surfer, how you doing, my friend?
Oh. Yo, how is this Surfer gets on and then I lose?
How you doing, Surfer?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing good.
I was beating Cena's ass with Sting until Surfer had to get on.
Surfer gave him that extra boost of energy, man. He gave him that extra boost of energy, man. He gave him that extra boost of energy. That's what Surfer does.
He gives Cena that extra boost of energy.
Surfer. Yes. Swag
just said at WrestleMania
32. I can hear the beginning of it.
Said The Rock was going to put Rusev over at this WrestleMania.
The Rock was going to put Rusev over?
Going to stop making movies.
I want that to happen.
So Rock's going through off his multi-million-dollar career for Rusev.
How many people did The Rock? The only three people I remember The Rock ever really putting over seriously: Goldberg, Lesnar, and Austin.
No, that's
right.
All
he lost.
Nobody gave Goldberg a shot when he was running Buckshot. I mean, undefeated for a long time.
That's the only three people that I remember he really legitimately put
the
over.
The Rock lost to Hurricane
Jeff Hardy.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
Hurricane
yeah.
Helms.
Yeah, Hurricane Helms, that's right. Yeah,
he beat Jeff Hardy, but he put Helms over. That shows you how much you think of Jeff Hardy.
So that's four people.
He put Hurricane Helms over, but he wouldn't put Jeff Hardy over.
So that's four people. So that's four people that The Rock put over. That's more people than Cena.
Damn.
Yeah, that's shit. Ain't bad about Cena.
See, what's going to happen 1 year from now when I go back on this show and Rusev is the WWE champion?
Rusev ain't going to be shit.
John Cena going to cool his jet, like he's telling you. Who he going to beat for the titles, Wags?
Roman Reigns.
You'll see the New Day be tag team champions when you see that.
Roman Reigns ain't even winning the Rumble no more.
Nope.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He ain't winning that Rumble, man. He ain't winning that, man.
I still believe Roman Reigns is going to win the Rumble.
No, he ain't.
Yes, I truly believe that.
Nah, man. No.
If Roman Reigns is supposed to be the future of WWE, then I totally believe that they're going to make him win the Rumble.
Let me talk about this. Let me talk about this that recently had made the news. I think you're going to see a whole shakeup in this supposedly storyline we had last year where Roman Reigns is supposed to get the title. As we all know, we've seen it on Ranium when Vince McMahon went on Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast and gave that brass ring speech. It deflated the locker room. It deflated morale. I'm thinking you're going to see some changes.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, especially Lesnar Lee.
Yeah.
It's been pissed off the whole locker room.
And that's going to be after WrestleMania when he loses the title.
He can lose it at the Rumble. They're talking about him losing it at the Rumble.
I think you're going to say
I heard that he's staying in the WWE for a good while until WrestleMania. And after WrestleMania, he's going back to UFC.
That's not a good while. 2 months.
Two months from now that could happen. 2 months from now that
it
could happen.
It makes no sense for him to go over Cena at the Rumble and then drop it at Mania.
Right.
You might as well get it off him now. Just put him in a match.
Rock is not going to job to John Cena.
Rock is not going to job.
Brock ain't going to job. He's not going
to job. Brock ain't going to job to nobody.
Hold up. You say Brock. Let me get your logic down, Swax. So Brock's not going to job to Cena, but he's going to job to Rusev.
Exactly. No.
Is that what you're saying?
Roman Reigns.
He was Roger. Okay, he's going to job to Roman Reigns. Okay. Yeah.
If I had a bit.
Can I ask a question, Swax?
Mortgage.
Okay. Why would he sit there and say, I'm not going to lose to Cena? But Roman Reigns, yeah, sure, I'll lose to him. What's the difference between those two guys?
Because John Cena is overrated. Roman Reigns is underrated.
See, Swax, you're applying your personal feelings to a business decision. Okay? If John Cena win or loses, if Roman Reigns win or loses, it's a business decision. It has nothing to do with these people personal likes and dislikes.
Exactly. You can make a case. Roman Reigns shouldn't even be in the position he's in.
He definitely should not.
That's true.
You can make that case. He's held one title. One. And it was the tag team championship.
He didn't really defend.
Dolph should be in that spot.
Yeah. If it's anybody, it should be Dolph. In that spot.
Exactly. Dolph put out the authority. I mean, storyline wise, he should be getting the damn title shot.
Yeah.
He should be the future.
I didn't like the way it made sense to put the IC strap back on Dolph. It made sense. Don't get me wrong. It looked funny on old boy. But it made sense to put it back on Dolph. But I want to see them do more with Dolph. If you can do what you did with Daniel Bryan, you can definitely do it with Dolph Ziggler.
Let me ask this question. Would anybody object to Ziggler winning the Rumble and main event?
Oh, of course not.
I wouldn't.
I would actually.
Something different.
Yeah. I wouldn't watch a Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar main event at WrestleMania.
Let me tell you the thing that stops me from seeing Roman Reigns against anybody. He's a kid's wrestler.
Yep.
He's a kid's wrestler. He's the type of guy that I got the super punch. I'm gonna cock it, and I'm gonna hit him. Don't nobody think that he can actually beat none of us. No real fan of Rant EM thinks he can beat Brock Lesnar.
I think he can.
No, I wouldn't say he can't beat Brock Lesnar. Come on now.
Cannot be. Yo, Roman Reigns seriously cannot beat Brock Lesnar.
These guys are really going in there and hitting each other.
No, but what I'm saying, for it to make sense, Surfer, this Roman Reigns would make sense.
Have a 25-minute
Brock Lesnar don't have much longer to be in that company, right? You know, whenever his contract run out, he decides he wants to go back to Dana White or whatever.
He can do that. But let me ask you a question.
Lose and walk away and take the belt to UFC?
But let me ask you this. Would you find it believable that this version of Roman Reigns maybe 2 years from now, but this version of Roman Reigns?
Remember, Roman Reigns is...
Do you find it either somewhere credible?
He's seeing a light.
Yeah. Exactly.
My problem isn't whether he's seen the light. My problem is they're not building him up. You know,
should have won the Royal Rumble last year.
Let me ask you a question: what more can you do to build Roman Reigns? What more can you do?
Okay, you put the IC title on, put the US title on.
You
should fuck around with that for a few months and actually defend the title.
After he dropped the tag team title, that's what you should have did.
Well, he was a tag team champion. They were,
no, I'm saying still, afterward. I'm saying
as
afterward.
Champions.
I'm saying he afterward. I'm saying
defend the titles much.
I'm saying afterward.
After what?
After they dropped those tag titles, that's right. What you should have did with Roman Reigns.
You should have did it.
I'm agreeing with you, sir.
That's what you should have done. I'm agreeing with you. It's just the timing. They should have done that after he dropped the tag title.
So now, all right, let's see him carry a singles belt.
Right.
Actually defended.
Right.
Because none of the Shield members defended their belts.
But let me ask you this. So you mean to tell me you'll put the belt on for a few months and then go on to Mania? He'll drop it, go to Mania, and
win. I would not have him win this year at Mania. Mm. Okay? I would have him a mid-card title, carry that around for several months. Mm. Okay? Lose that.
Right.
Maybe lose a few matches.
You're just giving Roman Reigns some disrespect.
You know, grown folks is talking.
What the hell you mean?
Grown folks is talking here, Swax.
Look at Stephen A. Swax. Ain't nobody giving him no doggone disrespect.
Man is Swax, okay? When an adult is talking, children should be seen and not heard. Thank you. Anyway.
Okay, Rage, you need to be quiet then.
Oh, now you don't put on Rage. Oh.
Man, now you got to take a shot at me.
One of the things we need to see with Roman Reigns is some adversity.
Right.
So he needs to lose some matches where it looks tough for him, and he has to fight his way back out of this slump.
You want to see
if he's like battle tested.
You need to see him build up as an underdog.
Yeah,
right. I got you. You want underdog, and then go into being whatever. Okay, I got you.
Because you put the belt on, he's going to burn out pretty quick. He'll be Ryberg in no time.
What do you guys think about this tag team of Cesaro and Tyson Kidd?
Who cares?
A joke?
Yeah, who cares?
Y'all don't think this is so wrong to Cesaro for him to be put in this situation like that?
Hated it.
Okay. Yeah, what Cesaro is, they keep making him a heel instead of trying to make him into a legitimate face. Okay? As long as you're going to keep him as a heel, not going to work.
Tyson Kidd has won more matches in a month than Cesaro has.
Yeah, but Tyson Kidd is less of a caliber of wrestler than Cesaro.
And thank you, Matt. And thank
you. Losses don't matter.
And thank you.
It depends on who you're wrestling.
And thank you, Matt Legend. He actually came up with the name of the tag team in the chat. The Masters of the WWE Universe. Stupid as hell. But it's going to be, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be the New Day versus the Masters of the WWE Universe for the tag title. I'll tell you that right now.
The New Day is getting their tag team title at Fastlane in February. Book it. Tag team title match for the New Day. Fast Lane booked it.
That's a lame ass.
It's in February.
And Kirk Franklin's going to be his manager.
That's a lame ass pay per view name.
Fast Lane in February. Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you, Stevie Ray. That's
February.
That's a lame ass name. I'm sorry.
Titus O'Neil going to get an Intercontinental title match February.
Yeah, I don't know what matters you've been talking about tonight, but I want to talk about something very serious.
Go ahead, man. Break it down to a surfer.
Justice that's going on.
Break it down to a surfer.
And it's in the WWE.
Break it down to a surfer. Go on ahead, man.
The mistreatment of the bunny.
See, that's bullshit.
Get the gun.
What is wrong with Adam Rose? Why is he
bullshit,
on that bunny?
What the hell you worried about the damn bunny for? Don't nobody give a damn about the bunny.
Everybody cares about the bunny.
I read on the internet.
That's Adam Rose pet. Let him do what he wants to do.
Did you see the guy outside the ring yesterday? I guess that was the guy in the bunny suit.
Yeah.
I read on the internet Vince is gonna bring in a raccoon in February for Adam Rose.
You mean Rocket Raccoon?
That's the room.
Don't nobody care about the bunny.
Just a raccoon. For February. Keep your eye on it.
No, first raccoon. Of all, it's Groundhog Day, okay? Don't get your animals mixed up.
Real quick.
Black History Month.
You think of a groundhog, not a raccoon.
Real quick. Big Tone, how you doing, man?
He's bringing in the
coon. Hey,
all right, man. How you doing, man?
Well, you got
big Tone.
Why you gotta say coon? Why you gotta talk to
I'm sorry, raccoon.
Are you Hollywood, you talk about that coonery in 2015 again?
Yep.
Somebody said the bunny in the chat. Someone said the bunny needs adversity.
Hey, the bunny versus the raccoon at Fastlane. Book it. I'm booking it. Bunny versus the raccoon. Fastlane.
Oh God.
Oh, I need to be a booker for February. I'm booking it.
We had. Let's go. I had a very good discussion with my brother-in-law at dinner tonight, and we talked about a little wrestling, and it was brought up, who do you
Yardbird?
Yeah, we did. And he asked me.
Yardbird.
He asked me.
Oh no, here we go with the Yardbird.
He asked me who's the best tag team ever. And he brought up the Rock and Roll Express.
No,
I know you slapped him down with that too, did you?
Oh, I got it.
If Robert Gibson got his eye fixed, they might be up to about 9
Oh shit!
Until you get that alignment on that eye, right?
Oh god!
You know, Amico will fix alignment for him.
Double AMCO.
For real, y'all. I don't know if you said that about the man. But,
the only thing I said:
Rock and Roll Express was a great tag team in that day. Well, all time great. No,
man, please. Robert,
they can, if you want to rate it that way, they can be in the top 20.
Right.
They can be in the top 20.
Yeah, top 20.
But the all-time greatest tag
team?
Top 20. Top 20.
Team in the world? Top 20. That is the Road Warriors, Legion of Doom. That's the all-time greatest tag team.
Not the Legion of Doom. Road Warriors.
No question. Everybody knows the Legion of Doom was the greatest tag team ever. Everybody knows that.
No. Not the Legion of Doom.
He said the Road Warriors. He said the Road Warriors.
The Road Warriors.
The Dudley Boys.
The ones that...
Shut up.
Don't sit in the corner.
I don't think it's...
The Dudley Boys.
The name of Dudley Boys is
I think it depends on your generation. I think it depends on the generation when you come
just
in.
Just because you want a lot of titles.
Accomplishments, they have it.
They do. But you can say the same... Yeah. You can say...
Through table.
You can say the same, but you can say the same thing about Harlem Heat. You can say the same thing. Even
championship Harlem Heat.
No,
Whoa! About Harlem Heat, the only difference. Okay, you can put them in the category, but the difference is between Harlem Heat and the Road Warriors They went everywhere and won tag titles.
That's
only,
true.
Only place Hall and Heat did it was in WWE.
That's true. That's true.
But it could yeah, Road Warriors
did it all over the place. They even went to Japan.
I still say right behind them is Big Tone's team, the United Express.
That's because they had Cornette.
Right behind them.
What about Edge and Christian?
No.
They're not on the level of the road.
Don't even put them in the conversation. Yeah, they don't even belong in the conversation.
They don't belong in this conversation. If you say the Hardy Boys, I'm
hanging up on them. Hang up on them.
Thank you. I'll tell you the way it swags. What did I tell you last time you were online with me? I told you, if you talk stupid shit, don't say a word.
But
shut up.
But I tell you why I say the Midnight Express is not that far behind the Royal Warriors. Anytime you can come on TV and do a promo and you got the US and World Tag Team Championships on your shoulder and to hold those belts at the same time and held them as long as they did together, that says something.
And who's the other team that's ever done that?
I'm trying to think.
I'll take Tully and Arn over the Hardy Boys.
I would too. I would too.
Of course, so would I.
Yeah.
Simping gloss.
I would too.
Also, Demolition.
Get out of here.
Whatever, the tag team champion.
Get out of here.
They're up there, Swax. I'll give you that. They're up there.
19?
Ooh.
19?
Ooh.
19 out of 20? Demolition.
Demolition? 19. Three different times, longest reigning. Yeah, that's true. I'll give them that. But they're number five on the list.
I don't think they're even that.
Where would you put?
Because I think a lot of people see Demolition as Road Warrior knockoffs.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They were, but can't fault them for that.
That's true.
They worked though.
And plus the era that they were in. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That's back in the day when the tag team titles were defended on TV and at house shows.
And your pay-per-views.
Exactly.
Which you don't see all the time nowadays.
Two out of three fall tag team title match.
Yep.
And how long has it been since you've seen one of those? Who was the last team to do that? Demolition.
Cash Cow says in the chat, we forgot about the Headbangers.
What the?
That's true. We forgot about the Headbangers because they were forgetful.
That's true.
Headbangers? Come on.
I mean, they're no firebreaker chip in the Patriot, but that man.
I don't know why nobody gives credit to the West Hollywood.
You gotta put the Headbangers up there with the Hardy Boys, way at the bottom.
Oh.
What about those West Hollywood boys?
Here goes Surgery in the West Hollywood damn blonde.
What about the Killer Bees? We forgetting about the Killer Bees.
Somebody, Mr. Olsen.
Hey, Tony C, what's wrong with West Hollywood blondes?
That name says what's wrong with
exactly.
And Mr.
Olsen just said in the chat, what about the Freebirds? Look. Here's my thing about the Freebirds. As I bring on Phil from Turbo Control Bash, which you can hear on this Verified Network, Rant AM Radio. Phil, how you doing, man?
What's up, boys?
All right.
What's up?
Phil.
We got Phil on. What's going on, Phil?
Freaked on the show, son. Wednesday?
Mr. Phil.
What's that?
You on Wednesday?
He's on vacation.
Yeah, man. I'm on vacation. I just mailed AA. I just did a best of, so you're going to get a new show. But it's going to be a best of.
Okay.
I was just wondering if I was the last live show of the year on the network.
You are the last live show of the year.
Now, Mr. Olsen in the chat just said, what about the Freebirds?
Greatest six-man tag team.
They don't count.
No, they count. Yep. They don't count them.
They don't count. They're interchangeable.
The Freebird rule. When they won the World Tag Titles in NWA, how many times did they switch them out?
They still won.
People
forget the Freebirds was a two-man team for a while, too, you know.
But my issue is the whole thing. But to me, as good as that, as the Texas run that they had was, they changed them up in Texas. How the heck you have Iceman?
They changed him up here.
Yeah. How's Iceman King Parsons going to be known as a free bird? Come on now.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I'm just saying. Plus, I've never been a Michael PSA's fan. Never. Even when he did that stuff, when he tagged him with Jimmy Garvin, I was never a fan of PSA's. Never, ever, 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 ever. Never,
they
ever,
had
ever.
The best. They had the best roadie of all time, Little Richard Marley.
That's true.
Who will be appearing at the Black Achiever Award? Yo, for roadie.
Speaking of the Black Achiever Awards, where the hell is Megapods? I'm about sick of him. Where is Megapods? He put something on Facebook that showed Tony Atlas being Tony Atlas from back in the day. Let me ask you guys this.
We've all seen it.
You guys think it? I'm starting to think that was a work on Tony's part. Y'all think that was the real Tony Atlas in that time?
Nah, I think it was a work.
I think it was a work too. I really do think.
You've heard him talk in a normal
voice. Yeah.
Oh, like, I mean, he didn't sound. He doesn't sound like a college professor.
But he
wasn't as, you know, country slave bumpkin as he sounded in that video either.
Right. Right.
He sounded like a black achiever. Go ahead, Phil.
I'm sorry, Tony. I think Tony Atlas just sounds like a bumpkin when he wants attention.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Down south, right? They probably told him to talk that way because he was wrestling down south.
Like,
I don't remember him talking like that.
Like, you ever talk to a Caribbean person who's been here for like a minute, and all of a sudden when they get mad, like the island comes out of them, you know?
Yeah.
Like they have that straight up, they talk to you straight up, and then you're like, nah, tree man, tree times. I'm like, you didn't say tree the last time, motherfucker. You said three.
And guys, correct me if I'm wrong. And Surfer, you're a little bit older than me. So you would know. Back in the day, there was really no other black athlete we could really look to past Ernie Ladd and maybe JYD in his time.
No, that's only JYD. No, there was more.
Thunderbolt Patterson.
Okay.
Rocky King.
Okay.
Rocky Johnson. I'm sorry.
Rocky Johnson.
Rocky King.
Rocky King.
I meant to say
Rocky. Together with the Scorpion King.
He is the Scorpion King's daddy. It was
S.T. Jones, Bobo Brazil. I keep forgetting about S.T. Jones.
Bobo Brazil, first black U.S. champ.
I keep forgetting about S.T. Jones. I keep forgetting about him.
S.T. Jones was a champion. He was a regional champion before he became a jobber in Surfer's hometown.
And I couldn't believe it.
He didn't lose it. He won it.
That's the only spot he won because he jobbed every month here in the garden.
And I couldn't believe, yeah, because every time you saw him on TV, he was jobbing.
But when he fought the Spectrum, he won every match.
Yeah.
In the 80s, when he was a jobber, he was old. He was in the end of his career at that point.
Yeah, but he was a regional champion prior to that.
Man, you bring up the garden. There's so many places back in the day that used to be. And I don't know if some of these places are probably gone. The Norfolk Scope.
No, the scope's still there.
Okay.
Yeah,
scope's
still there.
Okay. Back in the days,
they don't hit it.
Right.
You know, they don't really tour there anymore, but they're all up in that area.
Hampton. The Admirals don't play there no more.
Exactly.
Because I go back and I play WCW on Saturday nights, and every time you turn around, all their stuff, all their main stuff when they're on the road with the scope. Mm-hmm.
Well, they stayed in that Tidewater region up there on the East Coast.
Yeah, they have the Rose area. They were real strong back in the late 80s, early 90s. They were there all the time. So I'll say when I was stationed out there, I used to go probably every month and a half they would show. Hmm. You'll see that the Scope or the Hampton Roads Auditorium.
Somebody just said, as far as tag team goes, somebody just said Billy and Chuck. Somebody said the Full Blooded Italians.
Seuss and Domino.
FBI.
Whoa. The FBI, it all depends on which version of the FBI you're talking about.
He didn't say.
I just got
Domino.
A text
what
from
the hell?
Batista.
What about Deuce and
I
Domino?
I got a text from Batista. He said Eminem. That's not a good one. They're not in the running.
Oh, man.
throwing out tag teams.
Cash Cow says Skip and Zip with Sonny, of course.
Get the gun to Body Donalds, for real.
Mr. Olsen said the Hollies.
Crash Holly coming out of that scale.
He knocking people the hell out.
He damn sure was.
Oh, man.
Rockers. What about the Rockers?
See,
what about the Rockers?
The Rockers.
Hey, which version of the Rockers?
Don't even go with the Al Snow version. Don't even go with that.
But you see, we had this conversation. We had this conversation a few months ago. What are you basing the criteria on?
Oh, we're just having fun.
I could tell you that this is the whole thing with the Dudleys. Mm. Like, I thought the Eliminators were a better team. I love the Eliminators.
Right.
Eliminators are in my top 10. Ain't nobody looking at the Eliminators in the top 10.
That's true.
They're just my personal
reference. My top 10, the Eliminators, are number 3.
Oh, because, oh, yeah. They're not – the Road Warriors weren't as sound as everybody, but they're my favorite tag team. I thought they were the best tag team ever. And because then you had them, and then you had – what's that?
The Gangsters.
Number 7.
Let me ask you this.
If we're going on just pageantry alone, mm-hmm. hands down, Firebreaker Chip and the Patriots.
Yeah, special forces. Special forces in effect.
Now, somebody,
the Free Bird.
Now, somebody just said the Rockers. To me, the Rockers are the best team that never was.
That's how I feel about the Killer Bees.
The best team that never was.
If
the Rockers.
It wasn't for the Rockers, we wouldn't have Marty Jannetty. The Lord wouldn't have blessed us with Marty Jannetty. Ain't that right, man?
You know the thing, and I said this before about Marty. Even though Sean got all the praise, Marty looked to be better. I'm sorry.
Rock. Stop.
Particularly back in the day, particularly when both guys slowed down, so to speak, like on that Rockers reunion show, Marty looked better at that point.
I saw Marty Jannetty 2 years ago teaming up with the 1-2-3 Kid at a Chikara show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you have to understand, he's like 50-something years old now.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude could still move. These are guys that he just picked out. It was just that thing where, all right, we're going to take one guy. And back then, every team had like that one guy. You know, obviously Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know. Maybe Marty Jannetty was IC champ, though. Mm-hmm. Don't forget
didn't
that.
He was. I was going to ask. He won the title, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He won the IC belt. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a preference thing, man. Yeah. You know? And you don't know what goes on. You don't know what went on back in the day with politics. Maybe Marty Jannetty wasn't the nicest guy in the back.
That's true.
What about Tito and Rick Martel?
Dude, what about Tito and Putski? Tito and Tito had a bunch of tag team partners, man.
I sort of kind of like Tito and Putski. I sort of kind of like those guys.
So Tito was like Buff Bagwell. He's a tag team whore.
He was a tag team specialist before Shawn Michaels was.
Mm-hmm. Someone just said in the chat, Wrath and Mortis.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, nobody said that.
Somebody said Public Enemy. The Lost Cruisers.
I love Public Enemy. They weren't a great tag team.
Let me ask you a team on the same lines. The Nasty Boys.
Not bad.
Nah, you know who I thought was good though around that time when the Nasty Boys came in? The AWA had some good tag teams.
They did.
They had the Destruction Crew, who became the Beverly Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had
the Trans Lucha Mean Mike.
That's right. Then they had the Orient Express, Paul Diamond and Pat Tanaka.
Yep.
And they were Bad Company, and I thought those teams were better than the Nasty Boys. But the Nasty Boys got the rub because they were Hogan's boys. So you know. It is what it is.
Don't forget about the Steiners and Doom.
Doom with the mask.
Let me tell you something.
You guys need to specialize how I feel about
Butch Reed.
You need to specialize that. Doom with the mask.
I'll take Doom without the mask. I love Doom, man. They were fucking awesome.
They were.
And they're the only team I've seen dominate. Dominate the Steiner brothers.
Doc and Gordy dominated them too, I thought.
Put it like this: If you had a book a match between Doc and Gordy and Doom with the mask, who would win?
Oh, Doc and Gordy, hands down.
I think so.
Oh, that's a tough.
It's
you
tough.
Know what? As good as Butch Reed and Ron Simmons are, you couldn't mess with them. Doc and Gordy were just on a different level, man. That's why they couldn't hang in the States. Nobody wanted to wrestle them.
Yeah, I can see that.
They can go.
Particularly Doc at that era. Particularly Doc at that time, because he was at his peak.
God damn, and Gordy was amazing for a dude who was 6'5", 380 pounds.
Yeah.
That dude was throwing drop kicks and beating people up for funsies.
Someone said Rage's team, one of Rage's favorite teams, Beer Money.
That's not one of my favorite teams.
I like Beer Money.
They're good.
I like Beer Money.
The APA. The APA.
You want to talk about a good team from TNA, it's Triple X.
Oh, Elix Skipper was one of the most underrated dudes ever.
Yeah.
Problem was he was barely 20 pounds.
And you know what? To me, I brag a lot about the Motor City Machine Guns, but to me, my favorite tag team is from TNA will always be LAX.
Yeah.
I'm a fine Hernandez. Those boys are bad. I gotta give Ray some credit on that.
Well, to me, my favorite tag team of all time in TNA is America's Most Wanted.
That's a great tag team.
Every tag team that's great right now is not on WWE television.
That's true.
I can give you five tag teams right now that are amazing.
Of course. You are correct, sir.
That's the Moe and SWAT team? What?
SST. I love the SST.
The SST.
They were a good team.
The original SST was hard.
Let me ask you guys a team that I have sort of kind of issues with. The Moondogs.
Which version is like three different versions?
The first one.
That was
Rex and Spot.
Mm-hmm.
No, Rex and Spot were the original ones.
Mm-hmm.
What about Rex and Spot?
Who was the original Moondog?
I thought it was Rex and Spot.
It wasn't Rex and Spot. It was Rex and somebody else, right?
I thought it was Spot.
Mm-hmm.
There was like two or three different versions. I have to look that up. But man, possibly Rex and Spot are. They were jobbers, though, by that point.
Yeah, before they got when they made it big.
Yeah, but they invented the moonsault.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So, Matt Legend just said in the chat, Rick Steiner and Judy Bagwell.
I mean, they come in at number 99 with a bullet. Damn right. Judy held that team together. Damn right she did. One half.
Judy was hard.
Someone said the faces of fear.
Oh, Jesus.
They never won the titles.
What can you say about me in the world? What do you mean the Barbarian? What can you say about that? Those two are one of the...
They can go?
They say is one of the baddest men in wrestling at the time.
I thought the Warlord and Barbarian could have been a greater team than what they were.
They were the piles of pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were just in a bad place at a bad time. I mean, they had everybody back then was big, you know.
Yep.
It was put together because of the Road Warriors,
right?
Yep. And then they were brought into WWE before the Road Warriors. Right, then when the Road Warriors got there, they just said, "Screw them."
Cash Guy brought up in the chat the natural disasters.
Earthquake and typhoon.
I don't know. Tugboat.
Tugboat. Really?
Tugboat.
That was one of the sweetest characters ever. Big 300 plus pound dude wearing stripes. Handy stripes.
I give you a tag team. Hillbilly Jim and
King. I gotta say, what about Sting and Luger?
Greatness.
No, I wanted to stay away from them because
we're not gonna have nice things.
Greatness,
greatness.
I think it was great. They were greatness when they
teamed. Their greatness is.
It was greatness when they. It was greatness when they teamed. But my issue was it didn't team enough. But when they did, they won the
Crockett Cup, and it was like, oh, we did it for Magnum. We did it for Magnum, and then half a year later, Lex was a dick again.
Yep.
You know how that goes.
Arn and Telly was a great team, but the Brainbusters was not.
But that's WWE, though.
I disagree, man. I disagree. I like the Brainbusters.
That's WWE, though.
I don't think Brainbusters did as great in the WWE as they could have.
Surfer, let me tell you something. If the Bulldogs would have stayed, after the Survivor Series, they would have had an amazing feud with the Brainbusters, hands down.
Hands damn that tough. Damn that Arn and freaking and Oli. Damn that as a tag team.
Oh, yes, the Minnesota Wrecking Crew. Yeah.
The Minnesota Wrecking Crew, my
friend. No better than that.
Yes.
What, nobody gives love to the Midnight Express, huh?
We mentioned them earlier.
Oh, we already
mentioned them earlier. Anybody,
oh, God dang it.
Anybody that can hold.
I like the original. I mean, I like the second version of the Minnesota Wrecking Crew.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I got you.
Brock and
Shelton Benjamin, the Minnesota Stretching Crew.
Stretching Crew.
Yeah, man.
Yes, that was hot.
Shelton Benjamin
brought that up.
Yeah, well, that's why Shelton Benjamin got a job, because when they brought Brock in, they were like, Brock said to him, and you got to bring my boy in, man. And they wanted to keep him in OVW, and they brought him up.
There's a rumor. There's a rumor that he just recently shot down that he was going to come back to WWE. I was kind of hoping to see Shelton back, but
he's making more money in Japan.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does.
More money in Japan.
Great talent, though. And, great talent.
And he don't have to be the champion.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I like Shelton Benjamin.
That's one thing he said. He did not. He did all those things with Triple H and
Shawn Michaels,
Randy Orton. He did all that shit with them two, and they were like, "Give him the title, give him the title." He didn't want it.
Mm-mm.
Hell no,
he did not want it. He did
not
want it.
Taking it. I'm not taking it.
He says, "I'll put on the
show." He's
got
an amateur background, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's amateur background.
Mm-hmm.
His mama's mad at everybody, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
His mom's tight.
Yeah. Cash Cow said he's just throwing out names. RVD and Sabu.
Oh, Sabu.
Sabu.
They were a good tag team, man.
Oops,
I forget.
Sabu. I never heard of Sabu.
Saba was the
green, symbol.
The White Ranger Knight.
Saba Simba.
What about the Colossal?
Don't forget about Saba Simba too.
See, you know what, Swax? I like the Colossal Connection. I'm an Andre Mark. You guys know that, but yeah. I thought Haku was good with him too.
Yep.
That was a nasty tag team. I dug them.
I just don't think I just don't think he got enough credit for what he did for the sport. I just don't think he did.
Who, Andre?
Haku.
Mm-hmm. Told him.
Yeah, he got stuck in that Samoan lineage,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he just got, like, stuck. It's like, people
always employed, though.
He was.
Yeah, this is true.
You never heard about Ming going without a job.
And he's got that rep of being a bad dude, too. Like, a legit tough guy.
Yeah. And the one thing I did like about Ming, when you put him in a ring with somebody, it could have been anybody. It could have been Sting. It could have been Luger. It was always
like $1 million.
He always had a shot of winning. You always thought he had a shot of winning. He did a house show here in Augusta a long time ago, and he was going against Sting, and like everybody said, "Oh my God, we got to go. He can beat Sting." So,
yeah, was it the Sting that lost to Magnus?
No, hell no. Hell no.
This
is
not be the Sting that lost to Magnus.
This is WCW Championship Sting. We ain't talking about no dog on TNA. Okay.
This is flagship Sting.
This is flagship Sting. We ain't talking about
franchise.
We franchise Sting.
That's right, franchise.
We ain't talking about that TNA piece of garbage. I'm still mad about that.
Oh shit!
I'm still mad about that. God.
Got the shit out of Sting for losing the name.
Yo,
so nobody. You don't lose the match.
This looked like $1 million for 20 minutes.
They showed that they had a best of TNA quote unquote on. They've been running.
Oh my
that.
God!
They showed that bull jive. With
Yo,
them.
Do you know how much of like do you know how much of a slap in the face that show is?
It is.
That is like the biggest on, like, slap in the face.
Yeah.
They had like two days worth of it?
Yeah.
I watched some of it.
Did you call that new channel Final Destination?
Final Destination. Mm.
Final
Destination. Real.
Final Destination.
That's it. This is it after this.
Someone said, Cash Cow said Lance Storm and Chris Candido was good for this short time together.
Yeah, well, what about the Impact players, man? Lance Storm and Justin Credible.
Yeah.
I mean, they hung for a while. But again, they got caught up. They had the Dudleys. They had mm-hmm. Sabu and Van Damme. Mm-hmm. They had the Triple Threat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they had a bunch of tag teams, you know.
I'm shocked that nobody on this call or no one in the chat said the Hart Foundation.
Yeah, I mean them, the Bulldogs. I mean, they were the great tag teams, man. They're my top 10 for sure. Mm. You know, those are great. Know, even the Killer Bees, man. Like everybody gives, I get a lot of shit for this, man, for the Killer Bees. But I thought they were an amazing tag team. Those guys,
that's why I brought them up.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And it's funny, Stevie, because you know what? It's funny because those two guys at that time were like old in the tooth. You know, Jim Brunzell was old. Like, Jim Brunzell was really old at that point.
He was what? He was late 30s, early 40s, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Brunzell, Will, I don't give a damn about Bret Hart, so.
But Bret Hart was a good tag team wrestler, man. Wrong. He was, you know, time, the guys, I mean, you have to understand, too, a lot of these tag teams were undersized for the day. You had big men like Bundy, Stud, Hogan. I mean, just big dudes, man. These tag teams all had small dudes.
Yeah.
You know? All, like, under 6 foot, under 240 pounds, and all almost like lightweight.
Let me ask you a question, Phil. I hadn't talked to you in a second. What do you think about Rusev? Swag seems to be all high about Rusev. What do you think about Rusev?
Listen, y'all want to hear a great
eye about Lana?
You want to hear a tag team that was great? And then lousy at the same night, the same time, but they were great at one time, then they were lousy at one time.
Who?
Bushwhackers.
The American Males.
The Sheep Herders, man.
I never cared for the Bushwhackers.
You didn't watch them in their early days.
You got to see them, and they were old in the tooth too. By the time they got to WWE, man,
I just never cared.
But for Rusev, I said this on my show. I don't have a problem with the gimmick, man. You know. I think he's okay. I don't think he's
plus Rusev only two little ham and cheesers by his side to win a
Swagston laid down this plan that WWE's going to do with him. That leads to the arc of
winning the title.
Nothing on WWE television is riveting right now except for the network.
He said that The Rock is going to lay down a Rusev.
Nah. I don't know what part of the world he lives in, but if the PCP is good down there, I'll smoke that.
You ever a thing called revenge? Ultimate revenge, beating The Rock at WrestleMania.
Hey, they say they talking about legalizing the grass down in PA soon. So
I'm two hours away, man.
Let me ask you this, Swag. So you mean to tell me Vince is going to call The Rock and say, "Hey, Rock, I want you to come, Mania, lose to Rusev." Really? You know The Rock going to do hang up in his damn ear.
Leave The Rock alone, man. He's Black Adam right now. You leave him alone. Let him film that movie.
I hate to say this.
That was uncalled for. I hate to say this. Get the ultimate revenge and kick his ass.
No, it's not happening, sir.
It's not happening, sir.
Nope.
Swags, is this
Swags, what? I told you I'll hang out with Ike.
Swags, like, do you take your action figures and play this out? Come on the air to tell us these plans.
I want pictures of that.
Do you do your wrestling buddies that way first? That's how you know
what's going to happen. Swags, I told you about taking up all the coke.
It's between the stickers and the action figures.
You got the thumb wrestlers or you got the big pillow ones you can elbow on? Do you have the 12-inch action figures? Which ones is it?
It's between the stickers and the action figures.
He's got the bendies. Remember the bendies?
Yep. I remember the bendies.
He hanging out with the IW.
So, see, I like how everybody counts out Rusev when Rusev starts beating all the top guys. It's just kind of like...
Honestly, you wouldn't give a damn about Rusev if Lana didn't come out with him.
Thank you. If Rusev killed that by himself, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't care.
Sorry to say, you would not care.
And I've never seen... You would not care. And I'm not trying to be funny because there's a lot of ladies out there who's been valets... who were hot and made a difference in that particular wrestler's career or whatever, or had an influence on it. Lana draws attention to him, but I don't see your fixation with her swats. She doesn't do anything to come up with a bad accent.
She does everything. She does everything for me.
Truth be told, if Eric Bischoff didn't come out with Hollywood Hogan, I wouldn't care about him.
I don't mind the gimmick, man.
Is the most over woman in the company?
No, she's not.
Bischoff.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
She gets the most heat and the most shouting action in the company.
You know what? That might be an argument. That's a fair argument, man. That's a fair argument. You know, that's a fair argument. If you're going to go comparing her to, like, I guess, for heat, what, the Bell is? That fuse is blown now. That they're all pals again, right?
Yep.
I have to agree with Swax on that, man. Oh, he has a fucking point for once in his life.
Oh!
I love it. I'm serious. And you know what? The gimmick...
The year's almost over. Don't jinx us.
Listen, man. The gimmick is money.
Hey, man. The gimmick is going to be disaster now.
The gimmick is money. It's over. He's not a terrible performer. I don't say he's over the top phenomenal,
right.
But he could work.
Listen, right. No,
and he always wins. Not putting
that his wrestling skill. Okay, it's just, you know, it's not like he's like 6'8", 300 pounds,
six by eight, balling people.
He's a short dude.
6'8" by 12.
Like, what about Taz, dude? Taz was the same way.
Taz didn't do shit in the WWE.
They didn't let him. They didn't book him right.
Because he was a short little person. That's why.
Well, because they didn't book him right. Triple H didn't want a job to him. Taz was a fucking talent, man. Taz was amazing.
Taz back was then, talent, man. Back then, man.
Minor leagues.
Back then.
Not in the big leagues.
Back then, Triple H didn't want a job to nobody.
You know, you can bat 350 in the big leagues, you bat 200.
Didn't Kurt put him over, though?
Kurt put him over at the Rumble, but you know what? If you watch Kurt that one Raw, you watch that one Raw where he fought Triple H, Trips, it was a good match, but clearly they thought Taz was too undersized for him to go over anyway. He was dominant. Dominant. Yeah. The dude could cut promos. He could legit wrestle. And I'm partial because he's went to my high school and we grew up in the same neighborhood. But
okay.
But you know, but I'm a little partial. I'm not gonna lie.
But right. You went to school with Taz?
No. He's 10 years. He's your age. He's 10 years older than me. Almost 10 years older than me. But we're at the same school.
Okay. You know, my age. You're
yeah.
Not...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, Triple H did with Jericho.
You telling me they got his picture on the wall? I'm talking about he graduated himself? Here.
Dude, he was one of the most badass football players in Queens at one point, man, in the early 80s.
Matt Legend says Rusev is 6'2", 290 pounds.
Yeah, man. I don't have a problem with the gimmick. If it's over and she's and you got a dime piece running the show, let her. He can't talk, obviously.
If
It's one thing that he wins. It's another thing to act like nobody can beat him.
And at least Nikita Koloff can talk. This fool can't talk.
If Brock leaves, him or Rollins needs to have that title.
Right. Not for nothing. Nikita Koloff had a terrible, terrible fake Russian accent.
I give it. First of all,
he could talk.
And he's from North Carolina.
He's from North Carolina.
I know, but I'm just saying. He sounded like a Rusev, which is why
him and Magnum T.A. shared a double wide. You know,
Rusev is from Bulgaria.
Hey, Nikita Koloff only looked tall when he was in the ring with Ivan Putski.
That's true. He was short.
Steve, you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, Steve.
Remember when he turned face and grew his hair like Guile from Street Fighter?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Fear, real quick, man. Hey, Fear, real quick, while I got you on, hit me with some Dusty Rhodes real quick, Phil.
I'm sorry?
Hit me with some Dusty Rhodes real quick.
Oh, boy.
Dusty! Merry Christmas. Hit your ass with a toilet seat.
Oh, God.
And at the Black Achiever Awards, we will be giving out Woo tickets.
Yeah, we will be giving out Woo tickets at the Black Achiever Awards.
Is Sapphire going to bring out the candidates to the podium?
Rest in peace, yes. Sapphire.
Yeah.
Yes.
God.
give me some first blood.
I miss Dusty, man. I miss Dusty. I miss Dusty because you see every other gimmick gets redone. There's been no redone Dusty gimmick that I've seen.
You can't redo greatness that, man. Come on.
No, man. You can't. You
can't redo greatness. You guys, listen to my last show we did, man. We did the Stalker 85. He cut the promos, man. You can't get no better than that. I discussed that last week.
Dusty was the man. God, he was the man. Phil, let me get your opinion on the New Day real quick.
I feel like all three of those guys are stuck in limbo.
Purgatory. I call it purgatory.
You know, you want to take Bob? You know I love Bob Blackland. You know I love Bob Blackland. I just think that he's the guy they should have put something on. And when he had that huge push and he was IC champ, they should have kept him going, kept him going.
Right.
Keep Kofi Kingston a tag team wrestler.
Right.
He's a legit tag team specialist. He could be amazing with a right tag team partner.
Mm.
I'm not a big fan of what's his face.
Xavier Woods.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. Even though I took a picture with him 2 years ago at Newark Airport, he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, you know, I like the gimmick though. I like the whole, somebody mentioned Kirk Franklin before. That'd be genius. if they brought a slick type character out and they go legit heel and you put like a pastor or a minister type dude out there cutting promos for them, like doing Bible quotes and shit. That'll be off the hook ridiculous.
Tony C said they're going to be tag champions in February.
Why not?
Tag team championship.
Why not? Why not?
I don't see why that can't happen.
They ain't no got no tag team anyway.
And they have they want to go ahead and put that clause, that Freebird clause.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, has anybody heard anything? Now, has anybody heard anything? Because I haven't heard anything. Has anybody heard anything about the Heath Slater situation
a couple weeks ago?
I haven't heard anything. Okay.
You mean him getting locked up and becoming a criminal?
I heard he got an IWO shirt on the way.
Which will be debuting this January, by the way, on ProSNTs.com.
Oh, man.
My wife heard about the T-shirt. Mm-hmm. She wants me to get one.
Of course she does. She's a smart woman.
Yes, I told her about the T-shirt. She told me if I burn down the house and kill myself, she gonna kill me.
Will takes 1 week off and the IWO revolution starts on his show.
Well, I know William and Joe's gonna get a Rusev shirt.
Oh, hell no, never that.
IWO Matt, is stronger than Rusev.
Matt Legend said in the chat that Cena could pull off Gal. Cena could pull off Gal's angle, and he also said that Rusev is Blanca. Oh, God.
You're going to get Rusev swag, so you're going to be pissed off. You're going to get him. He's going to be like 200-0, too. He's going to beat Goldberg record. He's going to whip that ass.
It's all going to hit you right in the face. When
let's put it like this.
WWE title at SummerSlam.
If Rusev goes against The Rock, Lana gone. He's going to take her.
If they split them up, they're gonna put her over to the moon.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, Swag's going with her.
Yep.
Swag's gonna be like, "Fuck Rusev." if Lana was with John Cena, he'd be like, "John Cena is the best wrestler ever."
Yep.
He go wherever damn she go.
Let me ask
That's
you.
Swag. Don't be like that. Don't be like
Let
that.
Let me ask you guys this. Oh, snap. Matt Legend said, is Xavier Woods was rocking his Tech 9 rap flows in their promo?
I don't know about that.
Dang. You guys miss Sheamus?
No.
Hell no.
Not right now.
Is he hurt again, or they just took him off TV?
I
thought he was doing a movie.
Nah, they're going to push him to the moon, too, when he gets back.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Because he went out not long before Orton.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I do not want to see him in a main event at Extreme Rules.
Surfer, you're not going to the Rumble? Surfer, you're not going to the Rumble this year? Dude, it's right down the block from your house.
Wax is going.
He's going to see Cena win.
I don't want to run into Swag. So
I was going to go to. I had my money was already preoccupied, and then he blindsided me. He says, "Oh, the Royal Rumble's coming here," and I didn't even have enough money to buy any tickets. So
if I ran into Swag at the Wells Fargo, he'd be bumming for me for hot dogs and beers and
of course.
So
bring him some of your chicken spread sandwiches, bro. You could share them.
Oh, no, he didn't go there.
Oh, my God.
He didn't give some.
He came for your chicken spread. He came for your chicken spread.
Oh, my goodness.
Pull sriracha sauce in the mayo? That's what I do.
That's
here in my game.
That a bitch.
Philip. Start burning it up. I love you, sir. I love you, brother. You know I love you.
Let me ask you, if you could have your one wrestling New Year's resolution, and I want to take this around the room, what would it be? Phil.
Start with.
I'm going to start with Phil.
My New Year's resolution for wrestling in general?
Your one New Year's resolution for wrestling in general, what would it be?
Is to peak my interest past a week. You know, if you took the independence away from me for a month and gave me 4 weeks of Raw, keep a story, man. Keep a story. Like, give me some riveting television. Give me something to hold my seat on, or to can't wait for the next episode. Like when we were kids, right. Doesn't have it anymore. It's not for our audience anymore. It's right. Not for the smart wrestling fan. It's for my son who's upstairs, 7 years old. That's so what
true.
It's for.
So true. So true.
You know,
Surfer, what's
your... Hey, Phil, does he have 2K15?
He does. He does. He does.
What system?
PS3. We ain't got no PlayStation, man.
You know, I just hope that in 2015 that people come around to seeing what I see.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah,
all
right.
Let's go.
Okay.
It's going to be an amazing wrestling, okay?
Who do you think you are, Nostradamus?
There is amazing wrestling. It's just not on. It's just Rain, not on Monday night.
It's Negro Diamonds, okay?
Did you just say the bunny was going to be an amazing wrestler?
The bunny?
Yeah, hell yeah, the bunny. He's gonna be
fighting the raccoon,
like X-Division high flyers, like Jimmy Wang Yang.
I'm sorry, that's the dumbest pay-per-view name I've ever heard. Oh my God,
where's Jimmy Wang Yang?
It's in February, man.
It's the bunny.
Oh my God!
Fastlane. You're talking about
Fastlane. That's
February is gonna be the year, man. I'm excited.
So if it's up to Tony C, the New Day will be tag champions. Titus O'Neil will be the what?
Well, they are number one contenders.
What would Titus O'Neil
be? IC champion.
He'd be the IC champion. Okay. Who in the New Day is gonna be the US champ?
Big E.
Bob Blackman.
Yep.
I think the U.S.
They all get title matches.
They all get title matches. Who gonna be the world champion, Tony? See if it's up to you. In February,
Brock ain't showing up in February. He's taking the fast lane to Mania. That's what it is.
Yeah, he's polar bear hunting.
Exactly. That ain't for fast lane. Ain't for him. That particular element right there. Fastlane is all about us, man.
Oh, man.
Telling y'all, Fastlane is coming. Black Achiever Awards and Fastlane in February. Be there, be square. Going down. Book it. The raccoon versus the bunny. And the raccoon going over, Surfer. Fastlane, I'm telling you. Bunny going down.
Oh, yeah.
Clean.
It's going to be a clean win for the raccoon.
See, y'all forget the bunny's white, so he's going to win.
Not in February, he won't.
Wow.
Got a job.
Real quick, I found that he...
Got a job in February.
Heath Slater is WWE gave him time off to deal with his legal issues.
He's sitting in the slammer with a big heavy hammer.
I'll put $10 on it that by next that by April he's gonna be future endeavors.
I would believe
why? Because he got in touch with his inner Ike. They can't fire him. Or he failed drug tests left and right. He's still there. That's can't Orton, get mad because she tried to
that's
die.
Orton,
she tried to die.
That's Orton, though. He said he got that kind chick, of pool.
But he Slater, I read the report. She tried to die. She can't die. Come on, man. You know that. You know that's the rules of organization.
Yeah. Do you guys like the new direction they're pulling? Do you guys like the new direction they're pulling Bray Wyatt in?
What is his direction?
What direction is that? Toward the door?
What? Yeah.
Can his ass be there? We
yeah. Useless. It's just they again.
You see what I? You see what I was talking about? You see what I was afraid would happen, and then it ended up happening. No.
He wins his matches.
No, Rage. I'm finna piss stuff off now. It all started when.
Would be the first white family member to win a championship.
It wasn't Bray.
Nope.
Yeah, it wasn't Bray.
That's a damn shame.
Ever since that WrestleMania, that infamous night at WrestleMania.
Bray, who, let's see, main evented last month, okay? Is going nowhere, you're saying. He was in the main event last month.
His ass whooped.
Everybody forget this.
He got his ass whooped.
he was in a Miracle on 34th Street.
He fight. Won that match.
Hit the gun. They had the same match like three nights in a row.
Let me ask you guys, who is more useless on that roster right now, Titus O'Neil or Curtis Axel?
Damn. Titus O'Neil's a sloppy bastard.
Titus waiting on Fastlane. Other plug for Fastlane. I'm plugging the hell out of Fastlane.
Titus should be the preacher on the New Day.
Y'all gonna hate
isn't
Fast
he in the New Day? Why isn't he in the New Day? Seriously.
Yeah, give him a pass the robe and let him bark.
Oh god.
Sorry, but I think Titus O'Neil and Mark Henry should be a part of the New Day. Replace Big E with
Mark Henry.
You can't replace Big E. The New Day the New Day was created to push him.
Yeah. I still think Who's that dude, the lawyer, who was married?
David Otunga.
Clarence Mason?
Otunga.
Otunga. David Otunga.
Mason.
David Otunga.
David Otunga.
He had the Black Achievement Award, too.
He's going to be security. Perfect. Security. David Otunga will be perfect for the New Day.
Oh my
perfect.
God.
The guy's a legit attorney.
He is.
He's a smart dude.
He is.
He's got $1 million body with a $5 brain in wrestling.
And a beautiful wife.
And he got a nice piece of ass, too. He could shit talk, though, man. He could shit talk.
He was a champion, tag team champion, am I correct?
I believe so.
More than once.
Yeah.
He was champion.
He was, he was with that damn group.
Yeah.
Nexus, who somebody killed. We're going to rename.
Remain nameless.
Somebody killed their ass. I got 187 by somebody.
I still remember Sammy's bitch ass when he ran away from him. Bitch ass.
Where's Dana?
Sammy's bitch ass is running away from him. Oh, God.
Hold on. I just got a tick.
What's
Mark
that?
Henry.
What's that?
He will be returning at Fast.
Check this out. How cool would this be if the New Day turned out to be like a black militant, like Black Panther type group?
Hey, that's what I'm wanting. That is what I
that
want.
Will be
we're just waiting for February.
Forget about the nation. Like I'm talking like hardcore, like
right.
Public Enemy, Security of the First World type
right.
shit. Like Professor Griff type shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How
right.
dope would that be?
Right.
We're talking about harder than the nation?
Takes a nation of millions to hold them back.
Because I think the issue with the nation, there were some big people in that nation, man. It's like, it was hard to legitimately say somebody can beat them. It was hard to say that. I mean, you got The Rock. You had Ahmed back in the day.
Yeah, well, you had D'Lo Brown.
D'Lo Brown. D'Lo Brown, he was short, but he wasn't no small dude.
D'Lo can go.
Yeah. I mean, it was
come on. D'Lo came out there shaking his head. How many people believe he was going to whoop freaking Triple H some damn
with body? That big ass chest plate?
But don't forget, exactly, though. But don't forget, though.
Come on, D'Lo Brown was a part of one of the greatest groups of all time now. Don't forget that.
But don't forget, too. Don't forget.
Aces and Eights.
And don't forget, too.
You did not just say that out loud.
That was a good one,
man. They
good
burned one, his ass.
Good one, Swag. Good one, Swag. Good one. And don't forget, too. And don't forget, too.
I am talking about Aces and Eight.
And don't forget, too. And don't forget, too. He held both that Intercontinental and that European Championship. Am I correct?
He was the first one.
Never. Mm-hmm. No, Kurt Angle.
But
he was the VP of the Aces and Eights.
Yep.
Why are we talking about one of the worst factions in wrestling history?
They weren't bad. No,
they were worse than the Oddities or shit like that. They were bad.
The Oddities.
There's some bad factions out there. Don't get me started. No.
Phil, real quick. Bad News Barrett made his return this week. I'm thinking, is he? Can you legitimately call him injury prone?
Absolutely, you can. Captain Concussion? Captain Arm Injury? Wow. That's another dude that...
Bad news, because he's...
It's another dude who can't stay healthy. These guys are like, you know, they want the push, and they bring him back, and he gets jammed up again.
Why do you think it's called bad news? Because he always got bad news for the company. He can't work.
You know what? It's not going to be any bad news
for himself.
It's not going to be bad news at Fastlane.
Boom!
Damn it.
Just like the 17th reference you made about that pay-per-view. If that pay-per-view is any good, we're going to be all be eating crow if that pay-per-view is any good.
Can you imagine if everything goes down the way Tony C says, Mark Henry can beat Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship?
Oh, man.
For Black History Month.
What? Man,
that'd be the best 28 days of your life.
Damn, so would. Cause
that is a stretch.
And he might be defending for 30 days.
That is a big stretch.
Rock ain't defending for like 60 days. Mark can hold on to it.
That'll trump all four episodes that me and Dave do for throwbacks that month.
There you go.
Mark can
hold it. Mark Henry is going to fuck up my podcast. Good
you know
job.
What, though? You know what, though? I still say his best work was with Randy Orton.
No.
No way.
You don't think so?
It was Cena.
Yeah, Cena was good, too. Yeah. Cena was good, too. Yeah,
yeah him and Cena, they danced all right.
I just like the way that the feud with Orton went down. I just like the way that they did everything. Between the interviews and the matches.
Because Randy Orton's whiter than Brooke Shields, Will. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Dude's too vanilla. If you look up white person in a dictionary, it's fucking Randy Orton. Or Brooke Shields, depending on what gender you're looking at.
Oh, God.
Damn.
I'm just saying. Come on, again.
I thought it would be Oli.
Oli's just a racist bastard. Really?
Does Randy Orton have one more run in him?
Absolutely. He's the most... I told you this a few months ago, that he's one of the most talented guys in the roster.
He is.
He's
always in damn gimme.
It's a plain J motherfucker. He can still run, though. He can still go, you know?
Yeah.
I
not want to see him with that title again, though. Please!
Nah. If they do that, though, they have to make it, like, riveting. If they're going to put the belt on him again... At least tell me a good story. If not, then just keep moving.
He's approaching Flair, too. He's at like 13.
I don't even want to hear about that record, man. Don't even talk about
that record. To me, that record don't matter. Because everything,
I know it don't matter.
If anybody breaks Ric Flair's record, and it could be John Cena,
wrestlers already said they will never watch
WWE.
Did you say could be? It's gonna happen. Matt E. Legend.
Let's not get that sniper from the Clint Eastwood movie take his ass out.
Cash Cow just said in the chat We're forgetting about Rage's boy, Ezekiel Jackson.
Who said that?
Damn. Oh, damn.
Who said that?
Zeke is in Lucha Underground, isn't he?
I think he is.
Yeah, I saw him on Lucha.
He sent me an email trying to get tickets to the Black Achiever Award.
That's a black tie affair, man. No pun intended.
Hell no. You kidding, man. I'm done for
that. Hey, listen, it's my award show, man.
Oh, man.
Ain't that a bitch.
Look here, man. Are we going to have Ron? Get together. Is it going? Which Ron Simmons are we going to get? Are we going to get the APA Ron Simmons or the Gladiator Ron Simmons?
No. I told them 3 weeks ago, I don't want Gladiator Ron Simmons on the show.
You getting the Ron Simmons with the goddamn Magneto helmet. You going to be there.
Black Nito. I don't want Black Nito on my show, Tony. I told you that.
The one that hit Ahmed Johnson in the kidney with the brick.
Matt Legend to Surfer's bunny issue. Matt Legend said in the chat, couldn't a bunny win the Divas belt as we don't know the gender of it?
Yeah, I guess. Does anybody care?
Surfer loves the bunny.
Cook that bunny, man.
Surfer loves the bunny. He loves the bunny.
He do.
Why do you love the damn thing? Why do you love that fucking thing so much?
He loves the bunny, and he loves all the cartoon stuff that goes on at WWE. Like when John Cena was in, when Scooby Doo came down. Big Tone, you back?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay, like when
does anybody else have any wrestling resolutions they want to make?
I do.
Go ahead, Rach.
I have a few. Number one.
Oh damn!
Is number one is that John Cena suffers the greatest ass kicking, like fucking, like I want a fucking beatdown. Like I want a massacre.
But that already happened at SummerSlam.
I want someone to.
He want worse.
I want worse.
He wanted to get 16 suplexes.
I want someone to go Old Testament on John Cena.
He wants Cena to take 16 more suplexes.
Give him the Rusev. He'll make him tap out.
And then get up and take another punch from the Big Show. That's what
another thing is. I definitely want Dolph Ziggler to be in some sort of main event status, some sort of bigger storyline than what he's in now.
Right.
I want Cesaro to have a good 2015. I want any NXT superstar WWE calls up to have a good 2015. I'm not expecting them to be world heavyweight champion. I'm expecting them just to survive. That's all I want. What else? I want TNA to do well.
Everybody does,
Want them to do well.
I want them to go right out of business.
I don't know if they will do well. I just want them to.
It's been shown that WWE does better when they have competition.
Can I just put this out there? Any wrestling fan who wants a promotion to fail should A, never call the show again, and B, you're not a real wrestling fan.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you.
I'm just putting that out there. I'm sorry. I'm scared.
Thank you, Phil.
It gives you less to talk about.
The only exception is the age of 10.
And then I wish all the best for GFW. That's it.
There you go.
If you're under the age of 10, that's one thing, buddy.
Okay. My New Year's resolution.
At the age of 10, you should know what fail means.
Right. My New Year's resolution, and I know that Nixon might disagree with me, but I'm going to say it anyway. I want to see 2015. I want to see Paige. I want to see Charlotte. I want to see Tess Blanchard form a Divas sort of shield or some type of trinity and just rock that Divas division. I like Tess Blanchard a lot. She'll probably go through NXT most of the year before she gets called up to the main roster. But I think Paige and Charlotte are ready to go right now. So I would love to see that to happen for the ladies to see what they can do with it. It's been done, so to speak, but it hasn't been done with this amount of lineage in the equation. So I want to see that happen. definitely.
Okay, my New Year's resolution, I only have one, and I pray, I say my prayers, and I eat my vitamins for this moment. That one, at the moment in time, when John Cena about to win the WWE title, Hogan come down and turn on his ass. I'm so sick of this.
Oh god!
Ambiguously gay duo.
Oh god!
I'm so tired. Tony C, of can I add to that? Gay duo.
Tony C, can I That's add to that? Nickname. Can I add to that? Tony C, Hogan turns on him, and then Nash and Scott Hall come out of nowhere and spray paint his ass. NWO style.
Oh man! You know what?
So who breaks? Who breaks a hip first, Hall or Hogan?
Well, no, since Big Sexy in jail, he can get the cattle prod.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I was about to say that.
Y'all except the last time all those old bastards was in the ring together.
Well, not a old bastard, right?
Uh oh.
But they turning on the old bastard.
They all got poked out by one guy, and who had to come down wrestling?
And you see what happened to him that Sunday when he got in there.
Yeah.
Hall was in the ring. Nash was in the ring.
And he got punked.
As it came down, and they all stood there shaking in their boots.
And he got punked 6 days later, so he did no better.
He punked the guy.
If you want to call that a fight, okay. That wasn't too much of a difference between Drago and Apollo that day, man.
That Tony C gets somebody else jock to swing on besides Brock Lesnar.
And you get somebody else jock to swing on other than Cena.
I don't even think that somebody who's only wrestled four times makes them the greatest wrestler of the year.
I wouldn't give a damn.
Well, you know, come on, man.
Yeah, about the greatest ass whooping.
Come on, man. You know it's fixed anyway.
Oh, the greatest ass whooping in the last 5 years.
You know it's fixed anyway, Surfer. Come on, man. You know it's fixed anyway.
You don't have to tell me that.
You know it's fixed anyway.
I thought the black ball guy from Rocky IV was going to come to SummerSlam. Throw the damn job.
You leave Tony alone.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, everybody
No.
Who won the towel?
Was telling Rocky to throw in the towel.
The black guy's name was Tony in the movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Tony Burton. Exactly. Yeah. Throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Throw the damn towel.
Hey, but look, we give John Cena a lot of grief, and I think to an extent it's well deserved. But at some point, he's going to be gone bye-bye. I just hope WWE is ready to have to step up.
They're
and
not.
They're not ready
who's
right
the next,
now.
Who's the
they're
next guy?
They're not ready right now. They're not ready right now. We're going to the 2015 with someone who's not ready to take that next step up. And
this is how petty John Cena is. He put somebody over, then the next week he beat them clean.
And how come nobody tonight has mentioned Seth Rollins cashing that Money in the Bank in?
My issue with Seth.
That's what the
excuse
rumor
me? When did this happen?
No, I'm saying nobody discussed
we
it.
We didn't discuss it tonight.
Oh, because I don't even care.
You know
like
what?
That.
My
he's going to try to cash it in on Roman Reigns after he went to
Oh, Rome. Hell no.
You know, my issue. You know what? And I totally believe this with Seth Rollins because I think I always thought he was the best member of the quote unquote Shield. He's their ace in the hole.
Really, better than Ambrose?
I think he's their ace in the hole.
He's
think
the best wrestler.
I think he's the better wrestler. Now, Ambrose is better on the mic. I give you that, but I think he's the better wrestler of the two.
Seth Rollins was the tactician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a wrestler.
But
he's
he's the Tully Blanchard of the crew.
But I think with Ambrose, he's better on the mic.
You see, he carries in that ass for 20 plus minutes.
Yo.
I don't give a damn what nobody say. He carried his ass.
He did, man. He really did. But the reason why he hadn't cashed that bad boy in yet, he's WWE's ace in the hole. I always thought that.
As soon as Cena get hurt,
bam.
Not only that, if he win at the Rumble, he cashing it in.
Mm-hmm.
Cena ain't walking. John Cena, if the WWE is smart, he is not walking out of Philadelphia with that title.
Nope.
Either way.
Nope. Nope.
Wow. Okay. Cena doesn't walk out with it at the Rumble, when is Seth going to use it, and who is he going to go against? Because you know they're not going to put him in the fucking ring with Brock.
I'm saying either Brock's going to win it, or Cena does beat Brock, but he's so beat down, he cashing in. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Let me ask you guys something. If by some strange reason Seth Rollins cashes in before Mania, mm-hmm. right, and mm-hmm. wins, mm-hmm. is his character right now in the company strong enough to headline a Mania match?
No.
Maybe not his character, but his skill set is.
Yeah.
Obviously his skill set. I'll talk about his character right now in the company with the authority and the stooges.
But see, you can say the same thing with Roman Reigns. His character is nowhere near strong enough to hold on to it. I would rather see them do their thing with Seth Rollins than Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is just a generic big man. But Rollins has the real talent in the ring, and I'd rather see it be on him because at least you're going to get an entertaining match when he's out there.
In a perfect world.
They could put a title on Batista's waist. They could put a title on
Rollins is their latest version of CM Punk, to be honest.
No, he's their version of The Rock, reincarnated. Just
Rollins? No.
No, I'm talking about Roman Reigns.
No, I'm talking about Seth Rollins. He's the replacement for CM Punk.
I don't think they're gonna do him that fucking dirty.
No. I'm just saying, things about
his spot,
right?
Kind of, you know, makes me lean like that. Not exactly make him into CM Punk,
right?
Similar to him,
right?
Yeah. They're trying to. I feel like Hideo Kitami is their CM Punk.
Let me ask the room a question real quick. What if it's Seth Rollins versus Dolph at the main event at Mania? Ooh. Are you watching?
Say that again, Tony C. Say that again, Tony C.
Mania 31 for the WWE title.
You know the problem I had with that? I've been watching them for the past month and a half play out.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So in other words, Rollins wins the cashes in the Money in the Bank. Ziggles wins the Battle Royal or the Royal Rumble, and they're going to headline Mania. I'd book that. I'd book that in a heartbeat.
I'll watch it because it's something different. I don't give a damn if I don't watch it. It's not the same names.
And your poster boy could still be involved. Doesn't have to main event. Doesn't have to have a championship. Your main guy does not have to have a title.
Who would Cena go against in that scenario, though?
At that point, dude.
Would you do Rusev at that point?
Why not? Rusev?
No,
I think they would do Roman Reigns.
Nah, that's too early for that.
I think they do.
Not yet.
Cena and Roman Reigns.
I don't think so either. Roman Reigns ain't ready for that.
No.
Well, if Roman Reigns and Rusev ain't main eventing by at least the summer of 15,
ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, that's gonna be for SummerSlam for the WWE title.
Well, I don't know about that.
If that happens, Rusev going over.
But you see what we're doing now? We're naming guys that can do it. And again, they're still afraid of the next guy. I've been saying this to you guys for months mm-hmm. when I call in. They're just afraid of the next guy. Why are they so afraid?
Someone is saying build up Rusev and ride back to Mania. My issue with them being...
What?
Yeah, someone said build up Rusev and ride back to Mania. Matt E. Legend said that. My issue, and I've said this before too, WWE has no faith in their roster. No faith in it outside of John Cena. No faith in it whatsoever. And until that changes, we're going to be stuck in this same continuous loop over and over and over.
Vince even said it. That's why everybody's pissed off at Vince, because he said it on, mm-hmm. on the Austin show.
Mm-hmm. Austin said it too.
Besides those four people, there's nobody they can trust. Mm-hmm. He flat out said it.
Mm-hmm. He's also 70 years old. He's out of touch.
Comment is pissed off.
True.
But the thing you have to understand is not so much the new guys that had an issue with it. It's guys who's been there for a while that has an issue with it. And I sort of kind of get that. Because they've been there working their butt on that main roster, and for him to say something like that, and for him to say that about Cesaro was this incredibly egregious. He's got all the talent in the
world. That was mad disrespectful.
And you mean to tell me that we're still working with them? We're still trying to get him to where he needs to be. Man, come on, man.
So let me ask you a question. You're harping on that interview. So is he supposed to say everybody's great? Everybody's great?
He's not supposed to say that.
No, he's supposed to.
I'm not done asking the question. Or is it because he's a guy y'all like, and he didn't say he was great? Y'all got the problem with it.
That's a good point.
But here's my issue though. You're ahead of a multi-million-dollar company.
Right, he's your
roster,
checks.
But your roster are your employees. You mean to tell me you're gonna go on national TV and down your employees? Okay, I'm gonna hit the main people. I'm gonna hit my MVPs, but everybody else ain't shit. That's basically what you're saying.
And not only that, you gotta recognize that the character is given to them by who? The damn writer.
Exactly.
So,
but you know what?
There you go.
I have to agree with Surfer, and I'll tell you why. It goes hand in hand. Like, when you interview a coach after a game, like after a loss, like right now the Knicks just found another way to lose. Case
are they
point.
Losing?
They just lost in overtime, right? So now they're going to interview this coach in the locker room. Mm-hmm. He could do one of two things. He could put two of his players on blast mm-hmm. for missing an exorbitant amount of shots, A, which they did, mm-hmm. or B, take the nice guy route and be like, you know, they tried their hardest, blah, 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 blah. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, Vince was put on the spot. He's going to say something. And again, sometimes the guys in the back see stuff that we don't see. Maybe Cesaro's work rate has diminished a bit with them. Maybe he fell out of line with somebody in the back. It's all politics. It's all nonsense. The guy's 70 years old.
He's out of touch.
He's way out of touch.
Yeah.
He's supposed to recognize what he has on his roster now, and I don't think he does. He doesn't recognize the amount of talent that he has on that roster
right. From
his main roster to NXT. He doesn't recognize that.
Oh, he's 70 years old, Rage. He can't recognize what he had for fucking breakfast.
He brought that into full focus the way he bashed Cesaro like that.
Real quick.
Now, I'm not saying Cesaro is supposed to be praised or whatever, but it's amazing how he doesn't see what everybody else sees. He doesn't have it. Damn, no, man.
Vince probably still think we got territory.
Yeah, Vince probably still thinks his microphone is still at Tuesday Night Titans.
You know? Yeah. Real quick, I'd be reminisced not to do this. One of the Facebook pages we put this on, Female Pro Wrestlers Are Best, and they always want me to go over into the ladies' room for a quick second. What do you guys?
The ladies' room in the man's bathroom.
They want me to go over the ladies very, very quickly. What do you guys think about the Divas division right now? How can we make it better? How can it change? Right now, Nikki Bella is your champion. AJ's supposed to be hurt. Where do we go from here?
Here's the thing. This is just my opinion. To me, the class of the Divas division is AJ, Paige, and that's about it. Naomi's coming up. Mm-hmm. She's coming up, but
Alicia
that's
Fox.
The class.
But still, the class. You like personally.
Okay, Surfer, do me a favor and shut up for a second. Take what you think about me out of what you think for a second. Because this is not about who I like and dislike. This is about what people have done throughout the year. The year has been dominated by AJ and Paige, bar none.
No.
AJ ain't done shit.
She was a fill-in because AJ was gone. It doesn't matter.
Those two have dominated the year. They have dominated the year because... How many title reigns have Paige had this year?
Two.
Thank you.
Two.
So...
Why?
Okay, other than Paige, everybody else has had how many title reigns?
No. Answer that question. Why does she have those two reigns? Tell me why.
Huh?
Tell me why she had those two reigns.
She was a fill-in. I'm giving you that. She is a fill-in. But still.
Okay, then with AJ
but still,
came back,
other, okay, what and I, okay, Tone, answer me this question. Paige has had, okay, AJ's had how many reigns this year?
Four.
Okay, Paige has had two. Everybody else has had how many?
There's been nobody else.
One.
Thank you. That's why I said the year has been dominated by those two.
Other than
they are the class of Divas division. That's why there needs to be more into that. There needs to be more put into that division because those are the only two.
And I think,
to me, it doesn't matter if Nikki's the champion or not because she's not the best wrestler. She's not the best talker.
And I think you'll see once Charlotte gets up to that main roster, that probably is true for that NXT title, which would be a damn shame because seeing
Charlotte's unbelievable.
I wasn't a fan of Charlotte at first, but she really stepped up her game. She got more ground to pound, more wrestling moves to go with all that flipping that she used to freaking do.
Charlotte's getting better though.
Yeah, she's getting better. She's gotten a whole lot better.
But they need to get Charlotte, Bayley, and Sasha Banks in that main roster.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that last point.
Divas division needs those three women in there right now.
Yes, I agree.
They need to stop.
And Alicia Fox.
Here's my issue with Alicia. She has to be motivated. And when she was Divas champion,
they killed her motivation.
But remember, when she was Divas champion, she did not botch. She ain't botched nothing. She did everything on point. Once they took that Divas championship away from her, she stopped giving a damn. They gave her that little gimmick. They gave her that little bit of gimmick, and they took her from her. If you put that championship on her and motivate her, she kind of reminds me of early Big Show. When Big Show's motivated and ready to go, he can do any damn thing. He can beat any damn body. Same thing with Alicia. When she's motivated, she can do it. The problem is she hasn't been motivated, which therefore has limited her chances. That's my issue with Alicia. She just got the nerve to put
Sapphire Jr. ahead of Alicia Fox. Get
Sapphire,
out of here.
Sapphire Jr., you dumb.
Naomi can wrestle. Naomi can definitely wrestle.
She's getting ready to go with the Miz.
Her mic skills are about that. And her mic skills are improving.
Russo's the tag titles at Royal Rumble.
My favorite move is when she jumps up in the corner and lands her butt onto the person's face and shakes him.
Yeah, because she got a fat ass. That's what I care about. I don't care about her wrestling. She got a nice, big, fat wagon.
And I don't care. And I don't care what y'all say. I don't care. I still like Cameron. She can't wrestle, but I still like Cameron.
I don't like Cameron.
She can't wrestle, but
what's that bullshit giver they gave her now? Cause she coming out here thinking she's all prissy and shit.
Yeah, that's her new gimmick. She still look good. She can't wrestle with the damn, but she still look good.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, she can't wrestle.
Give her credit though. I mean, she went back and worked on her wrestling because they was gonna just have a ballet for Naomi,
right?
And she took the promotion to work on her wrestling.
I know she got that compliment. She got that little compliment from Jake the Snake on Twitter about her DET. So that was good. I thought, for her.
But she did tell. What didn't she tell Stone Cold that her favorite match was Alicia Fox versus someone?
Stone Cold Alicia Fox.
The best Alicia Fox match I can remember was Alicia Fox.
And Stone Cold asked her what was her favorite match. She mentioned Alicia Fox wrestling somebody.
The best Alicia Fox match the best one in my memory was against Melina, and she lost that match for the Divas championship.
I just want to give props to Kurt Angle for hitting that.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Kurt Angle hit them legs.
Oh yes.
Well, she got that's a tall glass of water.
And from what I understand, Edge did too. My only concern.
My other concern
with Alicia Fox, it's like every other picture of her is good. It's like you look at one picture, you see the forehead, but when you look at the next picture, the picture's good. So you don't look at the forehead. I never understood that. She gotta be.
It's the way she styles her hair.
She gotta be a forehead.
Exactly.
got a big forehead. All right, let's go ahead and.
You're wrong. I'm wrong. She doesn't have a forehead. That's a 5 or 6 head.
Yeah. Seven head.
Nobody says Alicia Fox and Naomi for a tag team.
No.
Outside the ring, yes, definitely. Definitely.
I want Sasha. I want Sasha Banks and Naomi in a tag team.
Still talking about in the ring.
I don't think Naomi needs to be a tag team in the ring. Let's go singles route. We hadn't had a sister be a division champ since Alicia Fox. So.
Let me ask you something. Do you think WWE would do a black person?
So what?
Who was
a black Divas champion?
I thought it was Alicia Fox. I could be wrong.
Not Alicia Fox. The other girl from
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline
was before Alicia.
Layla.
Layla. Yeah, Layla was the last one.
Layla ain't black.
Layla is Negro. She.
She's British. She's not from Puerto Rico. She's British and delicious. She's British. 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 She's British Right.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Black. She's black, okay?
No, she's not.
She's Negro.
She can still get it.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah, she can still get it. Don't be different.
I'm not sticking my pen in that British trash.
I'll take one for the team. I'll take one for the team.
Because if you do that, you may have to deal with Magnus. This is your world champion, Space Jane.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Will. You stole Cena one.
You're your world champion, Space Jane. Man, shut up.
And impregnated her. Damn, yeah. Sir.
Sure
did. Hey, I heard they're supposed to be getting married soon.
Yep, they're engaged to be married.
Mm-hmm. Who's engaged to be who?
Magnus and Mickey James.
Yep.
Magnus and Mickey James, they just announced it.
If I was Magnus, I invite Cena to the wedding.
This is your world.
Yep, I was going to play the
same thing. Steve, he need to invite.
Yep.
He need
have Maury show up with a paternity test. Magnus, you are not the father.
That damn baby, come out with khaki shorts on. Some damn sneakers and armbands.
I have to love and respect T-shirt on.
Baby 6 months old with biceps and shit. Big ass neck,
motherfucker. Couple of things I want to go ahead and do before we close this special holiday edition. Phil, you're saying you have a best of show this week?
Got a best of show this week. We are back January 4th live on the Rant. Start at 6 p.m. We're doing the New Japan Pro Wrestling Wrestle Kingdom 9 pre-show. Pay-per-view is 4 hours. It's probably going to be the best pay-per-view of the year, hands down.
Damn, already?
Yeah, dude, mm-hmm. It's that kind of party. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of party.
I heard that Jim Ross and
WrestleMania.
Yep, fuck WrestleMania. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but...
And I'd be saying, fuck Fastlane. That's all I'm saying.
And we're back with all new episodes, man.
Jim Ross and Matt Stryker is going to be calling
out. Yeah, Ross and Stryker are calling the action. It's top to bottom, 4 hours. It's going to be an amazing card. Get on it. Stryker. Dave and I... Yeah, what's that?
Stryker.
Stryker from the X-Men Stryker? Movie? What the hell?
Matt Stryker from Bayside.
Oh, okay.
You better not make fun of his Destiny's Man like that.
Well, yeah. But yeah, it's
gonna
be a great card. Could be a great card.
Taking what's his name? What's his name?
Mike Today, I think Veda Scott's gonna be doing the locker room interview.
I hate her.
She got big ass titties, so I watch that. So.
I hate her.
I get them titties in HD, so I don't care.
I hate her so bad.
All new throwbacks this next month, and I just want to wish everybody a happy and blessed New Year. And thank you very much for having me on. And
you're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling in. And I just want to say real quick to my Facebook post earlier. I've known Double A for a very long time. I've known Double A about 8 years now. I still don't know what the motherfucker looked like. It's like he's secret. Ew. He like secret fucking squirrel.
Oh,
I
don't know what your fucking ass
look like. I don't. I can stand next. I can go down to the Florida with the kids, stand right next to him. They don't know what he look like.
But dude, maybe he's on the lam. You don't know.
That's true. That's true.
I don't knock his hustle, man. If he wants to stay cloaked, let him stay cloaked.
He could be under somebody witness protection program.
Mission Impossible.
So you know, he's the boss. That's all I care about. He's the boss. I'm the horse and he's the boss. That's all I do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Man, it's like picking on Double A. It's like picking on Double A. Anybody got anything you want to say to close out the show?
Yeah, I posted a video and a photo of Lana like training. I think she's going to be becoming a wrestler shortly.
So what? Who cares?
All right, guys. I got some cleaning up going on, so I'm going to go ahead and end the show real quick. Check out all the shows on the network, and I will be back next week, same time, same channel. Guys, you all take care, okay?
All right, man, take
yes, sir. All right, guys.
And Happy New Year.
Very much so.